This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
See live off the record with Chivago Lang is brought to you by Burger King, the Central Bank of the Bahamas, the Cleveland Clinic, Dunkin' Donuts, Grand Bahama News, Janae's Uniform Center, Prince Masters, RF Bank and Trust, and Royal Star Assurance.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We're so glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful far back Friday afternoon. We're so glad that you could join us. If during the course of this show you want to give us a call on 323-6232, you can do so, or you can call us on 325-4316. Or from the Family Islands, you can call us on 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796, or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. We are, of course, live on Cable Bahamas, channel 969, or you can catch us on channel 612. That's BTC Flow channel 612. I had to start you off right today because we've got some special guests in the studio, and they got an exciting something coming up. We were supposed to talk with them yesterday, but my travel provider had some other ideas about what time we ought to travel. And they were patient enough, gracious enough to allow us to come today and get them all sorted out. Is St. Barnabas in the house?
We are
here, St. Barnabas.
All right, tell me, so this is Tara Sweeting. Tara, you here?
I am Tara Sweeting, yes.
Okay, yes, and then you have who with you now?
Venus Bonamy.
Okay, now before you all get started, could I tell you all something?
Go ahead.
So y'all remember when Father Thompson used to be the rector there at St. Barnabas?
Of course.
Yes, Bishop Thompson.
Bishop, yes. He's the
suffragist.
Yes, exactly. Right. Well, listen, when I lived with my grandmother for a time on Wolf Road, where do you think I used to go to church?
St. Barnabas. Must right be St. Barnabas.
St. Barnabas. Well, you I know look my, at... my aunt Dolores Williams and them.
Yes. John and Dolores. Right. John and Dolores.
Yes. Well, that's my aunt.
Oh, I never knew that.
Yes, I only want you all to know there's a connection I have with St. Barnabas, and Father used to, he used to treat me like just one of his very own little kids. Because me and his son used to play a lot together back in those days.
That's Father. We grew up in St. Barnabas. That during the sermon or during the service, Bishop, while he preached, he didn't always stay on the pulpit. And especially during the time, a lot of younger children were in the church. And he was, in the Bible where they say Jesus was leading the children, he would walk through the church and he would just tell the children, come behind him. And they would just parade through the church as he preached or whatever was going on. And he was the shepherd of our church, during the time I grew up in St. Barnabas. So, Bishop Thompson has been a pillar in our society. All of our priests have been pillars in our society and a blessing to St. Barnabas and the St. Barnabas constituency and surrounding areas.
You know something? They don't do it too much in the... I'm only talking about my experience in the Pentecostal evangelical churches that I attended. I used to be an altar boy in an Anglican church, but then I started going to a Pentecostal evangelical church. But you know what I looked forward to in Anglican church? Oh, when the priest would bless you.
Oh, yeah.
Their hand on your head and bless you. As a child, that was like something to me.
Yes. It's always good to be blessed or to get a prayer. I always tell people, I don't mind too many people praying for me as long as you're earnest about it and sincere that it's a prayer, a blessing.
Because
you could use as many blessings as you could get nowadays.
Yes, ma'am. Now, so you got a big fair coming up?
We surely do.
We do.
Big fair coming up. Big fair ideas coming up. I listen to y'all on Dwight's show.
So. Awesome. St. Barnabas has celebrated its 95th year in existence this year. So this is our 95th anniversary. And we had a number of events, big events this year. And now the fair is the last one to culminate for this year. And we are so excited about this fair. You know, it brings the church together. It brings people, the community together. It brings those like yourself who I hope that you would pass through the fair tomorrow. But, you know, those who were members of the church and can come back and give back, even just for the day, to enjoy the festivities. Like most of our churches, only one Anglican church was the first Anglican church. So all the other churches in Nassau and the Bahamas grew out of one church. St. Barnabas came out of St. Ignace in 1929. We had six brave souls to say, yes, take me. I will help start the church, St. Barnabas Church, on the corner of Wolf and Blue Hill Road. And those who would remember, we used to call it back in the church because we were pink, you know. And we are grateful for those six persons. Mrs. Cumberbatch.
Six ladies and two men.
Mrs. Cumberbatch. We had Thaddeus and Della Wilson. We had Melinda Curry. Louise Cumberbatch, Deborah Forbes, Mary Lotmore, and Pauline Higgs, and Brett Smith.
So, Della and Thaddeus Wilson.
Yeah, I said them. And we are so thankful for them because St. Barnabas has been a blessing to so many and the community itself. And so 95 years later, we are here to celebrate yet again another anniversary and culminate the year of blessings with this great fair. We will start...
I was going to say, if I was going to be in Nassau, you could have bet I would have been right there to the fair. But I'm actually in Freeport, and I got to go back to Florida to do some treatment.
Okay. That's all right. We know you will
That's
pass
the only reason why you don't see me.
Mr. Lang, we're looking for you to pass through whenever you're back in Nassau again.
Yes, ma'am.
So it doesn't have to be for any special occasion. Our doors are always open to
anybody who wants to come through.
Definitely.
Thank you.
Awesome. Yes.
Yeah, now so the fair is going to be on the church's grounds.
It is.
And it starts tomorrow, and it goes until 9 p.m. when we would make our raffle drawing. So it's intended to be a very successful day. We're looking forward to no rain, much sunshine, and lots of people to come and celebrate. Yeah. We're gonna kick
and
off.
Go ahead.
We're going to kick off with the Saxon Superstars opening for us. So that in itself is a bomb.
Bucket show off, eh?
Oh, yeah. That's a bombshell. And we're going to end with the...
Bucket show off, eh?
Oh, yeah. And then we're going to end with the Valley Boys wrapping it up for us in the evening.
Oh, you want to show off.
What? It's nothing but good things happening tomorrow.
My goodness. You know, Saxon start you off and the Valley finish
wrapping up.
I'm telling you. When you look at this year, there's been a lot of talk this year about heritage. And so, St. Barnabas, we are part of the heritage of this country, the rich heritage of this country. And so we cannot have an event like this without having our heritage a part of it. And you know, Bahamians, we ain't care. We just, once we hear that beat, most of the time we ain't care who it is playing it. But we're happy to have the Saxons and the Valley Boys to come out with us tomorrow.
That's nice. Hold on. I don't even want to get to the raffle yet because you're going to make me jealous when you're always on the show. You're raffling. But we can get to that. What else is happening before the raffle? Oh, so we got Saxons opening up.
Yes.
Then what else?
Starting at 2 p.m. is our
entertainment. People bringing their family and all these folks. What's going to happen?
We got entertainment starting from 2. Even though the fair starts at 11, the entertainment itself starts at 2, and we've got the RBC, the Royal Bank Police Force Band. We're starting in the morning with the concert, a gospel concert.
2 o'clock is the gospel concert, and we have persons like Aaliyah Coley. We're so grateful for her to give up her time to be a part of, to lead us in that gospel concert. So from 2 to 3, we will have the gospel concert. After the gospel concert, then we will have the official opening of the fair by our very own rector, Father Roderick Bain.
And our Governor General will be in attendance at the same time.
And we do expect the representative from St. Barnabas as well. He is always in St. Barnabas Church, but we expect him to be there as well. So we're grateful for the Governor General and Mr. Shenandoah Cartwright for coming through to mingle with our constituents and church members and all who would be there. But we also have Thomas Maxwell Jr., Oslane Jadot, DJ Godson is our DJ for the day, and Sean Thompson. They are part of the gospel extravaganza that we're going to have between 2 and 3 p.m. And like we said, the opening will be by Father Bain. We do expect our bishop, the Right Reverend Leish Boyd, to be in attendance. As always, grateful for all the priests who will come through. You know, a lot of the priests, I won't say most of them, a lot of the priests who are in the Anglican Church are sons of St. Barnabas. They came out of St. Barnabas. Cornell Morris, he's deceased now, but he became Bishop of Guyana at one point before his death. Basil Tynes, we've had Father Chester Burton, who is with us. He's son of the St. Barnabas as well. But
Campbell.
Father Campbell.
Sarah Saunders.
That's right. it's so many.
So many
who have come out of St. Barnabas and who have passed through St. Barnabas during their time of becoming a priest and being
been
a
around,
priest.
You've been around for 95 years.
Oh, yeah.
We have. That's right. You know, people like Father Sammy Starup, he was a son of, God rest his soul, he's the son of St. Barnabas as well. So after the
opening,
so we will have the police band, the Royal Bahamas Police Band, will give us the marching band, will do a parade for us. And then we're going back. You know, back in the day, we used to call our fair a bazaar. So normally when you had bazaars.
Food, lots of food, home-cooked food.
See, I heard all that entertainment business, and I like that because, you know, I mean, you want me entertained, but I was waiting for you all to get to this food business.
Food. It's all sorts of booths we're going to have around here. You can't get tired of any place because the excitement going to be so much. You have to go and taste. We have tantalizing crack conch. We have live
fish.
Crack conch and style right there.
Mm-hmm. And we're having conch salad.
Conch fritter. I heard about the conch fritter.
Oh, the conky. The conky conch fritter.
We're going to have corn fritter as well.
Corn fritter as well, right?
So we're catering to those person who may be allergic to shellfish or who just don't eat seafood. So we have that option for them as well. We have wings and fries. We have nachos, loaded nachos, not just nachos, loaded nachos. We have a sushi stall. So one of our members is a sushi chef. So he will be making sushi rolls out there.
That all the millennials and the Gen Z.
That's right.
They come into the fair.
That's right.
And we have roti for persons who love that jerk stuff. We have all of that. We have the guava duck.
Now somebody texting me who know all your business because they telling me you all going to have cup and salty sausage.
That's cup and salty sausage and chicken in the bag.
Conch salad. They say you're going to have peas and grits.
Peas and grits, conch and grits, crab and rice.
Steam. We have steam conch as well, fried fish. Chicken.
Okay.
You know, we're almost going to the banquet.
You're showing off now. So let me ask you, because these Lichurin, you know these Lichurin is eat, but you got cotton candy and the snow cone and what's that? What's going on?
We have a kiddies corner, and when you go to the kiddies corner, you pay one fee, and you can pay that one fee, and you can go put your kids in the kiddies corner. They have access to all the games, and that one fee would also give them a meal in the kiddies' corner as well. So it's not, I pay for everything. Now, you know, we have the bouncing castle to be there, the face painting, those type of things as well.
The children things.
Yeah, so the children will be well taken care of. You can put them there, you can leave them there to enjoy themselves while you walk around entertain the fair yourself. And entertain yourself. Exactly.
Man, I have Annabelle telling all y'all business. Annabelle say y'all gonna have a bingo and you could win furniture.
You know what? We also, along with the bingo, we also have a dominoes table going on. We got a dominoes tent. What they call Saturday domino or something like that.
That's the rowdy corner there.
Rowdy corner. We got all of it. We got the smooth corner where you just chill. We have the rowdy corner where you could slam down the dominoes. Mm-hmm. And we have the relaxing corner, you know, for the persons like myself.
We have several lounges on the property.
You just come to chilling.
I got you. Right. This sound like fair. You walk around for 1 minute and then you're ready to go home.
Yeah.
I get it all.
No. Well, our last year was 5 years ago. So, you know, we have to come out big for this one.
And different. Different to other people.
You got to remind them, you know, of what St. Barnabas used to having, mm-hmm. our fair. So,
yeah. It's bizarre.
I hear you all having gully wash too.
Right away. That's our corner right there.
That's right. And we thank those who are preparing it. They have started, you know, so it's going to come out already chilled. You ain't got to worry about that. It'll be there.
Not making me feel bad, man.
My spirit
was lifted before I come on the show, but now you're making me feel like I'm missing everything.
Now you know how you could do it. Make a quick trip tomorrow, and then, you know, on the way to Miami, you could go back.
Oh, man. You tempted me.
Yeah, we're going to let you know that. We are selling our tickets now at Lowe's Wholesale, Harbor Bay, Southwest Plaza. We're just in the parking lot of the Reef Restaurant right on Thompson Boulevard opposite COB, which is on University Drive. We're also at Bahamas Welding and Fire in Wilton Street. Mm-hmm. We have secured a spot now at Extra Value, which is right down the street from
opposite UB main campus.
Yeah, starting today, and tomorrow will be all day at the fair until it's about before the raffle is drawn.
Yeah.
And we've got so much tantalizing stuff around it. Let's get you informed about our great prizes.
Yes, you have to tell me about this raffle, because I was listening to you all on the show and I was saying these people let me see. You ain't joking though.
No, we can't joke. This is a serious time. This is serious times. Tickets are $10. Actually, how we were selling, instead of only buying one ticket for $10, come on down and buy a book. It's only $100. And they said, no problem.
So tell them the prices, and then you'll see why people come to buy a book.
They came out by the Reef. That's where we are situated today with the actual car. And, man, people have just stopped. That's my car. Everybody's owning the car. I say, well, don't forget, my ticket in too, so that may be my car too. So let's come on in, and that's why we're saying don't buy one ticket. Your chances are better when you buy more tickets.
Yeah,
and the car is a 2024,
absolutely
brand new off the lot,
right in the papers.
That's right, 2024 Kia Sonet. But let's talk about the rest of the prizes. We have 19 wonderful prizes. Mm-hmm. 19 wonderful prizes, and I'm going to start for the 19th one. Who doesn't need a 100-pound gas cylinder gas refill? 100 pounds. This is Christmas time. So it could come in just handy for those persons who are going to do all that cooking.
Yeah, that'll last you.
That's for sure.
Exactly. You know, you don't have to pay for that. You have a beach day experience for two that's donated by Blue Lagoon Island. Who don't want to relax and go over, take the boat over and relax for the day? We have one case of Coca-Cola products per month for 12 months. So you win 12 cases and from Caribbean Bottling, and we thank them so much. We have a $300 gas voucher from Sun Oil. Now, you all know we need gas for those cars to carry us up and down. John Bull is providing. There's a $300 gift certificate for John Bull. It was donated anonymously. We have a $300 gift certificate for laundry services by Hibiscus Laundromat on Farrington Road. We thank the Hanna family for that. We have a mobile device from BTC. Thank you, BTC, for always coming to us, providing for us. And who wouldn't like four new car tires? I know plenty of people.
Stop, man. Stop.
Plenty of people.
Stop.
You know,
how expensive car tire is?
My point exactly. So, you know.
Not one tire.
Not one. No. Even you change car tires, you need to change them all. Get new one, four new tires one time.
Changing my again to St. Barnabas from now on.
Come on down. I tell you, the doors are open and waiting for you. We have a $500, and the tires were donated anonymously. We have a $500 gift certificate. You know, it was hot a couple days ago, and the heat come back. So people always burning those electricity. So, you know, if you want to burn that air conditioned a little longer, you got $500 to go towards it. We have a $600 gift certificate from Super Value Store.
Christmas grocery.
That's right.
That's like 350 Cap'n Crunch.
However you want to divide it up,
it's good
for you. And we thank Donna Simmons and Super Value Stores for putting that together. We have 2 nights, 3 days at an Airbnb in Old Bycat Island. Listen, rake and scrape, here we come.
Nice. Wow.
We
nice.
Thank Glenn and Lillian McPhee for that donation. They're Cat Islanders. So we thank them for that. We have a 2-night, 3-day stay at the Retreat Hotel in Roxanne, Eleuthera. That's right, part of my heritage in Roxanne and in Wimsey's Bite, actually. And that was anonymously donated. We have a 2-night, 3-day stay at Rose Villa Beach Resort, Old Bycat Island, which includes, hear this now, includes round trip ticket for one. And we thank Miss Ruby Margarita Simmons for that. Now, you get solid get there, so there's no excuse. Come and put your ticket in the barrel for that. That's an awesome price, like all the rest
are. Yeah, you can go retreat yourself.
Exactly. Exactly. I only need me one to go.
Nobody all the time.
No.
That's your retreat right
That's
now.
Right. Our next prize, so I started from the bottom going up. So our sixth prize. It's 2 nights, 3 days stay at Comfort Suites right here in Nassau, which includes...
I enjoy Comfort Suites on right that's on part of
Exactly. And it includes breakfast and access to AquaVenture. That was donated by Comfort Suites. We thank them very much for their donation. Then we have a 2-night, 3-day stay at Bahama Hotel, plus one dinner, which was donated by Bahama. We thank Bahama for their patronage.
The fourth prize
is 2 nights, 3 days stay at Peace and Plenty Hotel.
Exuma.
In Exuma. And it includes, again, it includes
two
round trip tickets for one.
Now, St. Barnabas, you're not going to stop.
It's serious times.
Listen, I'm telling you, you're joking, man.
We are about supporting our family islands. You know, Nassau a little crowded, so we need to get out. Plenty of people ain't seen none of these islands. Put your ticket
Exuma?
In the bar. Exuma. That's right. Exuma. You know the song say Exuma, the old bear man. Listen, da-na-na. I've been to the best of the best the other day. I ain't going to talk about that now, but that was the best concert I've ever been to. I can't stop talking about it. And I applaud the promoters of that event.
But guess what? Bahamas Air Holdings has given us that ticket to Exuma. And nice. Peace and Plenty has given us the hotel.
That's right.
So you know.
That's a vacation.
That's something to really, really catch up on. And you have to put the ticket in the barrel.
I think I need to buy another book. I got to have enough tickets.
But listen, our third prize, it says round trip airline ticket for two to Miami. Includes airfare, hotel, and car.
Oh, you
That's an anonymous donation.
Oh, you break the bank.
The second prize. Now get this. We're not only on the airwaves. We are on the sea as well. 5-day Carnival Caribbean cruise for two.
You all come off my show.
Donated by Atlantis.
Atlas.
Look come here. Off Atlas. My show Atlas. Telling people stories.
No stories. This is written in black and
come
white.
On the show telling people you giving no run in a raffle, no 5-day cruise
that,
on
you know.
Radio.
Where you could pay $100 to get that, or even $10 to get that.
That's
come
right.
on. That's why we encourage you to buy a book right off the top. And hey, that's
you
10
got 10 chances.
10
to
chances
to
win
10 of those prizes. That's right.
And then, of course, the 2024 Kia Sonet.
Now, where you can get the tickets from now? Because I think I could tell some people right now, actually, Mr. Lang.
Tickets.
Where you get it?
Lowe's Harbor Bay, Southwest Plaza. And the parking lot by the Reef Restaurant at Thompson Boulevard and University Drive, Bahamas Welding and Fire in Wilton Street, Extra Value, church, of course, down by the church, you can always go there and get tickets. People
yeah,
are there all
the front,
day.
Yeah.
They're all
and
day.
Tickets are at the church, too. So.
And the fair tomorrow. So the raffle tomorrow.
That's right.
The fair's tomorrow.
You got to get your tickets. You got to get your tickets,
right?
Right,
and half of Father Callan Road is blocked off just to entertain in that area. Yeah. The street is going to be closed to vehicular traffic.
I know Annabelle say you're going to have plenty of parking because, you know, I'm looking at St. Barnabas right now thinking about parking, but she tell me you're going to be parking.
Oh, yeah. We have secured the parking lots down at the social services area and opposite social services is the parking lot for BPL.
Yeah,
so
right.
we've got security walking those parking lots during the day and all the evening. We have the police over keeping law and order. So it's safe. The area is safe to come into and really, really have a good time.
So from what I heard you say, Grammy covered, Grandpa, Grammy could go play bingo.
That's right.
Grandpa could go play dominoes.
Absolutely.
Daddy could go play dominoes on Getty Gully Wash.
Absolutely.
On hoopla.
Absolutely.
Might want to play hoopla.
Mommy could do anything and everything because, you know, mummies are mummies, right?
Mummies, they got
things covered.
Right. Mummies will pay attention.
The children got their little corner that they could deal with
Absolutely.
Life for themselves.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
Whole generation covered.
Absolutely.
That's right. So it's open to everybody, not just one person. We're going from the young to the old and the old to the young. Everybody is covered in between.
It's okay. I ain't going to feel bad. Maybe in the next 5 years when y'all do it again. I'll be right here,
You never know, we may be there next year.
Yeah.
You never know.
You never know.
I know one thing. After what I hear today, I'm going to keep my ears open.
Well, one thing I want to say to Mr. Lang is, first, let me thank you very much for allowing us to accommodate us again today. We do appreciate you. And we know how travel is sometime, you know, you can never know what's going to happen. But, you know, but we're grateful to know that you got where you were going safely. Awesome. But I want to say that, you know, St. Barnabas is 95 now. So you know what we're looking forward to. In 5 years, we're going to be 100. 100 years. Between now and then, don't think that we can wait till we're 100 to be celebrating.
Something else.
We're celebrating every year from now until we reach that centennial, you know, that 100th anniversary. So I want people to listen out and look out because St. Barnabas ain't dead and we ain't asleep. We woke. We're moving towards reaching that centennial. You know, by the grace of God, our leaders, Father Roderick Bain and our assistant priest, Father Chester Burton, will take us there. But we want our parishioners to know, or they on board with us anyway, that we all can be singing to the glory of God when the centennial come. So I want the Bahamas to know, don't sleep on us, because we ain't sleeping.
Oh, no. Come January, you'll hear our program for next year, for 2025. We will definitely let you know what's kicking in that time, because we expect another exciting year.
But we just want to remind people, come on down to the fair tomorrow. Gates open at 11 a.m. until 9 p.m. And let me tell you something. I most believe, I can't swear, but I most believe, as long as you're there, we'll be there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And we can keep
I also heard you all have plants galore, including Christmas poinsettia.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
All kind of plants. We have a plant section.
So our garden club, garden club of St. Barnabas. Last weekend we had, this weekend just passed, they had their plant sale like they normally do for the last several years. And usually at our fairs and our bazaars, there's always a plant stall. And so the plant stall will be there for all those who are looking for their Christmas poinsettias, who are looking for that bromeliad or maybe an orchid or two. Or, you know, we normally have fruit trees because a lot of people want fruit. My father believed in planting something that they like the flowers and the shrubs and stuff.
They're good.
They're good. They do well in the yard.
But he's a smart man. He's smart.
Man, if you see our yard between the pear trees, the mango trees, the guava. Listen to me.
I'm with your daddy because I got coconut, I got pear, I got a lemon tree, I got dilly tree, I got mango tree, pomegranate tree, guava.
There you go. That's it. You sound like you've been hanging out with
and
him.
And the soursop tree.
Soursop tree.
The papaya tree.
And papaya.
My watermelon growing.
You got it. Little potato slipped down in the back there.
I only want
to ask you to do me one favor, man. Let me know who win these things, man.
We will definitely have the drawing tomorrow evening, and we will definitely have them.
We'll
announced.
Post them. Yeah. We'll send you a copy of them. Definitely. Yeah.
Celebrate with them. Yes. There's some wonderful prizes. Wonderful prizes.
Definitely. Yeah, man.
Well, you all know Z Live is here. Anytime we can be helpful to you to get your word out, you let me know.
Well, we do appreciate.
We appreciate. Now that I know. If nobody else knows. Now that I know that you're a son of the church.
And the soil, yes. You know, son of the soil.
It's exactly like they say with alumni of a school. You didn't have to graduate from the school to be known as alumni. As long as you've been there. So you've been in St. Barnabas, so you are a son of St. Barnabas, my friend.
Yes, ma'am. Absolutely.
Definitely.
It's good to have you all and all the best tomorrow.
Yes. And thank you very much again for accommodating us.
No worries whatsoever.
Yes.
All right.
Appreciate
and all the best to you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Enjoy the holidays. Yes.
Thank you. You too. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Z Live. We're going to send you out celebrating with St. Barnabas. And we'll be back after the break to hear the song.
Jerusalem, ikayala mi, bilondoloze, uambena mi, zungangishilana. Jerusalem, ikayala mi, bilondoloze. I'm not perfect, I came from ruthless times as a juvenile. Look into my eyes, see pain and sacrifice. What's going on my mind, struggling to survive. Jerusalem,
Friday, get ready for unbelievable savings at Conant Bahamas for 2 days only. It's a 40% off Black Friday sale, November 24th and 25th. Top quality products, cabinetry, granite, tiles, windows, vinyl flooring, and so much more. Conant Bahamas is 40% off Black Friday sale. 2 days only, November 24th and 25th. Nassau, Freeport, Abaco, and Eleuthera. Sale opening hours, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Don't you miss out.
Are you a business owner or HR professional? RF's team of pension specialists are here to empower your employees with market-leading retirement solutions and to make implementing group pensions easy and cost-effective. With RF, starting or switching your company pension plan is a breeze, and there are no setup fees. If you're looking for strong investment performance and low fees, visit rfgroup.com/empower and empower your team to retire comfortably with RF Group Pensions today. That's rfgroup.com/empower.
Babe. I hope she had insurance.
If she had insurance, she hop out, pull out her phone, pull out the Royal Star Assurance app, and bang, she was on a video call with an RSA rep, sending pictures of her damage, my damage, filing a claim on the spot.
For real? Our insurance have that kind of app?
You gotta go to RSA for that.
Download the RSA app today or visit rsabahamas.com to submit your claim online. Live chat available weekdays 9 to 5.
The King is at it again with the new Pepperoni Bacon King. This big and meaty sandwich has pepperoni, bacon, and more pepperoni piled on that 100% flame-grilled beef patty you love. The only way to make the Pepperoni Bacon King tastier was to add chipotle mayo, barbecue sauce, cheese, lettuce, and tomato, and serve it on a soft potato bun. So when you want a better burger, check out the Pepperoni Bacon King or try the new crispy chicken Pepperoni Bacon King. But get yours now because they're only here for a limited time and only at Burger King Nassau.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located at the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
All those loans I had were so overwhelming. Fidelity's debt consolidation loan combined all my loan payments into one easy payment with a built-in savings plan that pays me unbeatable interest. It's time to make that move to Fidelity. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM.
let go. I need something, give me something wonderful. I believe she won't take me somewhere I'm not supposed to be. You can't steal the things that God has given me. No more pain and no more shame and misery. You can't take me down. You can't break me down. You can't take me down. You can't take me down. You can't break me down. You can't take me down. Love and hate, how much more are we supposed to tolerate? Can you see there's more to me than my mistake? Sometimes I get this feeling makes me hesitate. I believe she won't take me somewhere I'm not supposed to. You can't steal the things that God has given me. No more pain and no more shame and misery. You can't take me down. You can't break me down. You can't take me down. You can't break me down. You can't take me down. You can't break me down. I can see a face of trouble, and I'm on the verge.
I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We're so glad you could join us on this Far Back Friday. I hope you are doing really well. If you want to give us a call, you can call us on 323-6232 or 325-4316. From the Family Islands, you can call us on 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796. Or you can WhatsApp me on 43933. Listen, sometimes in this life,
You go through things and you ain't even know who got you. But you know somebody got you because, like, while you're going through it, like, the help comes, the support comes, the encouragement comes, and you wonder sometimes who it is. And, you know, it can be a friend, a family member, or somebody who, if they wanted to, could say it's probably. And so I want to play for you a song right now by a gentleman whose music I really, really enjoy. And it's Gregory Porter, and he's singing It's Probably Me. Now, this is a rewrite, a print of Sting's song. Not a rewrite of it, but a cover of it. And he did a fantastic job. Probably Me, Gregory Porter.
Night turned cold, the stars looked down, and you hung yourself on the cold, cold ground. You wake the morning in a stranger's coat, no one would just see. You ask yourself, who'd watch for me, my only friend, who could it be? It's hard to say it, I hate to say it, but it's probably me. When your belly is empty, the hunger's so real. You're too proud to beg, you're too dumb to steal. You search the city for your only friend, no one would you see. You ask yourself, who could it be? A solitary voice speaking out, set me free. I hate to say it, I hate to say it, but it's probably. You're not the easiest person I ever got to know, but it's hard for us both to let our feelings show. Some would say I should let you go your way, you only make me cry. But if there's one guy, just one guy, who would lay down his life for you and I, I had to say it, it's hard to say it, but it's probably me. It makes no sense. There's only one voice that comes to your defense. The jury is out, and your eyes search the room. The only friendly face is all you need to see. Oh, if there's just one guy, who would lay down his life for you and I, it's hard to say it. It's hard to say it, but it's probably me. Mm-hmm. It's hard to say it. It's hard to say it. It's probably me. Oh, it's hard to say it. It's hard to say it, but it's probably me. Oh. Down my life,
I would lay down my life for you. Oh, hey, hey, it's hard to say it, hard to say it, it's hard to say it.
I'm still on the radio. Let me call.
Hard to say it. That's probably me. It's probably me.
Yes, sir. It's probably Porter singing It's Probably Me. Isn't that a nice song? Wouldn't that be nice if you were getting help and didn't know where from, and all of a sudden somebody says, it's probably me, and most, in many instances, it could probably be just God. Probably me. One of the most surreal things that I find to do in this world is to think about my mortality. To think about the fact that it is inevitable, inevitable, that I, that this body I'm in, will cease to function one day. I don't know what that is. My heart will stop beating. Therefore, my brain will cease to be able to get oxygen because my lungs and stuff functioning, and I'm going to die. So that bothers you that I say that. Some people, some of you, that make you all nervous. I am going to die. I know that for a fact. I don't know when, but it's going to happen. And I, in thinking about that mortality, I try to think about how a person who knows that their end is going to come in terms of their physical existence on this planet, how should such a soul live? Now, if you ever get pronounced with a life-threatening disease, and actually you are told that it's terminal, then a lot of people who are in that circumstance, sometimes, of course, you get scared at first, but there's a clarity that comes to them, a clarity that enables them to prioritize life and things in life. So many things that used to matter, how people think about you, what people say about you, what you own or don't own, that they say there's a clarity that comes in that allows them to prioritize and think what is important. You know, they say oftentimes, oh, family, absolutely important. And spending time, quality time with them, absolutely important. Getting your faith together, getting your affairs in order, and that kind of stuff. It's like living like you are dying creates a sense of order in the orientation of your mind, is really what it is. Tim McGraw sings a song about that I just love. Just love. And I'm going to play that for you. It says, good afternoon, Mr. Lang. Thankful and grateful, but it's probably me. Too proud to beg, too dumb to see it. Yeah, I love that line. I do. Anyway, Tim McGraw, live like you are dying. Enjoy.
I was in my early 40s with a lot of life before me when a moment came on a dime. I spent most of the next days looking at the x-rays, talking about the options, and talking about sweet time. I asked him when it sank in that this might really be the real end. How's it hit you when you get that kind of news? Man, what'd you do? And he said, I went skydiving, I went Rocky Mountain climbing, I went 2.7 seconds on a full name Blue Mansion. And I loved deeper, and I spoke sweeter, and I gave forgiveness I've been denying. And he said, someday I hope you get the chance to live like you were dying. He said, I was finally the husband that most of the time I wasn't, and I became a friend a friend would like to have. And all of a sudden going fishing wasn't such an imposition, and I went three times that year I locked in. Well, I finally read the good book, and I took a good long hard look at what I'd do if I could do it all again. And then I went skydiving, I went Rocky Mountain climbing, I went 7 seconds on a full name Blue Mansion. And I looked deeper, and I spoke sweeter, and I gave forgiveness I've been denying. And he said, someday I hope you get the chance to live like you were dying. I come to God eternity, think about what you with it. What did you do with it? What did I do with it? What would I do with it? Skydiving, I went Rocky Mountain climbing, I went 2.7 seconds on a full name Blue Mansion. Then I loved deeper, and I spoke sweeter, to live like you were dying, to dying, to live like you were dying, to live like you were dying.
Live like you were dying. Tim McGraw, someone texted me, say, hey, you ain't giving me no headache. Listen to me, man. Ain't nobody tell me I'm dying. I am the fatal terminal disease that I'm aware of. But the truth is, a mature person, a person who lives in the awareness and consciousness of truth and reality, has got to know, has got to be in touch with their mortality. It's got to. It's too. I mean, even if you look at the lifespan, the average lifespan of a Bahamian. A Bahamian man is 69. A Bahamian woman is 70-something. Just because we see people who die at 80 and 90 and stuff, that's the majority of people. The average life man and a woman is 70-something, 72, 73, 74, something like that, right? So I live in the consciousness of life, man. I do not live any delusions about this existence I have. I get on an airplane and I understand the risk I take. I get in a car, I understand the risk I take. I live in a mortal body and I understand that. So no, I give you no hint. This text is actually, as I get close to 3 score and 10 in about 4 months or so, I think occasionally of my mortality as well. Occasionally. I live like I'm dying. And I'm not telling anyone I'm looking forward to it, right? But I mean, I'm not trying to do that. I am trying to rid myself of every single fear you could have on planet Earth. That's how I want to live. Free of every fear on planet Earth. Free of gain, free of loss, free of death, free of life, the fear of every single thing. That's the only way to be free, because fear brings bondage. That's what the Bible says. All right. If you just want to, you want to go into a sweet place, sweet place. Not there's anything wrong. But just like sometimes you want to go into a sweet place, listen, I'm going to play this song for y'all. And this take me there. It doesn't make no difference what the words are per se, even though the words are beautiful. But the song, the music. Producer, I'm not going to introduce it. Just you go right ahead and play it. We take that to the break, and then when we come back, we continue playing songs. Producer, go right ahead.
Hi, Master Gar. The lady run into me, Master Gar.
I hope she had insurance.
If she had insurance, she hop out, pull out her phone, pull up the Royal Star Assurance app, and bang, she was on a video call with an RSA rep, sending pictures of her damage, my damage, filing a claim on the spot.
For real? Our insurance have that kind of app?
You gotta go to RSA for that.
Download the RSA app today or visit rsabahamas.com to submit your claim online. Live chat available weekdays 9 to 5.
The wait is over. That safe, guaranteed investment opportunity that you've been waiting for has finally arrived. My name is Bond, the Bahamas Government Savings Bond. And as of Thursday, November the 21st, all Bahamians, for as little as $100, can begin to save for their future. The investment rates are fixed and guaranteed with terms for 1 to 6 years. So you can't lose. Mark it down. Thursday, November the 21st. Get your Bahamas Government Savings Bonds. Check out the Central Bank of the Bahamas website for more details.
This October, Dunkin' Donuts is brewing more than just coffee. We're brewing strength because we're stronger together. Donate at any Dunkin' location to support breast cancer awareness, and we'll match every dollar you give. Together, we're making a real difference for the Sister Breast Cancer Support Group. SIF Smile Support. When we stand together, we're stronger together. Because the Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
Are you a business owner or HR professional? RF's team of pension specialists are here to empower your employees with market-leading retirement solutions and to make implementing group pensions easy and cost-effective. With RF, starting or switching your company pension plan is a breeze. If you're looking for strong investment performance and low fees, visit rfgroup.com/empower and empower your team to retire comfortably with RF Group Pensions today. That's rfgroup.com/empower.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk. All day.
Come rain or come shine, I wanna do right this
because I know
I was wrong.
And so I sing you my, my song, yeah.
Yes, sir. I apologize. A lot of people need to learn how to do that. A lot of us need to learn how to do it. Actually, I don't have a big problem with it anymore in my life. You know, you're wrong, you're wrong. You're right, you're right. Ribbon in the Sky with Stevie Wonder, the great Stevie Wonder. One of my favorite artists. Welcome back to Z Live, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. I'm so glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM on this beautiful Faba Friday afternoon, where we are doing a little chilling, a little reflecting. And that way, you know. So we're going to keep it going for you. We're going to keep it going for you some Al Green style. You know what y'all going to hear? Oh, Mr. Green sing Love and Happiness. Enjoy.
Love and happiness. Yeah. Something that can make you do wrong, make you do right. Yeah. Love someone's on the phone, 3 o'clock in the morning, yeah, talking about how she can make it right, yeah, yeah. Happiness is when you really feel good about somebody. There's nothing wrong being in love with someone. Yeah. Oh, baby. Love and happiness.
Love and happiness.
Love and happiness.
Love and happiness.
Oh.
Love and happiness.
Love and happiness. good to me, and I'll be good to you. We'll be together, yeah. To see each other, walk away with victory. Yeah. Oh, baby, love and happiness.
Love and happiness.
Oh, yeah.
Love and happiness.
Recognized as a leader in healthcare, our team of experts relentlessly pursues the best for our patients. From groundbreaking cancer research to state-of-the-art heart surgery, life-saving innovations happen here every day. When it's time to travel for your health, it's time to travel to Cleveland Clinic, your destination for care, for every care in the world. To learn more, visit clevelandclinic.org/Caribbean.
Do you have uncontrollable debt, Fidelity for a stress-free future? These loans have a built-in savings plan that pays you unbeatable interest. Ask about our debt consolidation loans today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity. We're good for you.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport Convenience Stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News Sales Representative Kavondre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
Why you look so mashed up, like clothes at the washer?
No, boy, just a hard day at work.
Hard day? What happened? The breakfast lady ran out of tuna and gritsy.
We need to start joking with everything, you know. This serious, boy. This real serious, boy.
Boy, what's serious? Tell me.
All right, well, today, boss gave us boy one big contract. And nobody else get a chance and nobody say nothing.
Boy, you know that ain't right. You know government contracts ain't supposed to go that way.
Yeah, but nobody's saying nothing. Boss man just tell people to sign the papers. Then he sent me to meet his boy downtown and collect this envelope.
You need to tell somebody. You need to become a whistleblower.
You know I's a real man, but I never blow no whistle. I be drunk all my life in Junkano.
No way. A whistleblower is someone who tells people what they see when they see something wrong happening at work.
But I ain't no whistleblower. And that's why, you know.
But ain't nobody gonna know it's you. All you gotta do is call Crime Stoppers, or you could text them from inside the Crack Crime Bahamas app. They don't ask about you. And your call goes straight through to Miami, so nobody know you is. And if you text, your message get mixed up like Kong Salad.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Barbara Streisand, The Way We Were. Many of y'all listening to that song went back to way back when in your life. What a beautiful song. Sung by a wonderful entertainer, the great Barbara Streisand. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shibago Lang, your host. So glad that you could join us here today as we chill and reflect on this far back Friday. So listen, I'm doing this far back Friday for y'all. And I don't know why, I just felt like y'all needed to hear some Luther. Yeah, some Luther Vandross, not big Luther. Slim Luther. Let me paint this picture for y'all, right? In my entire life, I think I've been to a disco maybe 3-4 times at most. And this was like way back in, this is like when I was in high school, never since then, right? I remember this one time I went into Studio 69. You know, when you go into a disco, like the sound system has to be kicking, right? It has to like blow you away. And Studio 69 had that kind of sound system. And when I stepped into that door, that disco, this song was playing. And let me tell you something, on that sound system, it was kicking. I can never forget that. And I just thought to myself, what a beautiful song. Beautiful song. I didn't really know Luther Vandross like that then. Anyways, you listen to it, and you'll know why. And if you could imagine it on a really good sound system. You'll know what I was talking about. This is Andras.
Long ago, and oh, so far away, I fell in love with you. Before the second show, and your guitar, and you sound so sweet and clear, but you're not real. It's just the radio. Don't you remember you told me you love me, baby? You said you'd be coming back this way again, baby. Baby, baby, baby. Baby, 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 oh, baby.
No, no.